Very good.
That's your will.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I strongly support the motion and urge councillors to do the same. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Taking a step back at this critical point before contracts are signed will give the council and the community some external advice on the best outcome for the ratepayers and visitors to our shire. My views on the current advices to council have been made well known. I do not believe the current project can withstand scrutiny in its current form. Over 8 weeks ago, I've written two letters to the editor asking many questions for which I have had no replies. I trust the councillors were all given copies and that the details of my concerns with this project are understood. I'd be very happy for an independent external review of the entire project, from justification to risk assessment, including effect on ratepayers, to presumptions of growth and visitations, to capital expenditure, operations and maintenance, and replacements cost. The project should not proceed until all the issues raised by the review have been publicly addressed. Public confidence, council credibility and reputational risk can only be enhanced by supporting the notice of motion. In my submissions, I am very concerned with questions over the so-called justifications for the project. The use of a 9-year-old photograph taken prior to the previous runway repair and deliberately misrepresenting that as an existing runway is reprehensible, something not becoming of a local government authority. Totally unacceptable. I trust the auditor who's supposed to be here takes note. It goes to the very culture of the organisation.
I'm not going to warn you again, Mr. Dutton. You know the rules. You absolutely know
the conflicting advices from CASA, council and others about the justifications for major airport expenditures for future licensing is sufficient on its own to warrant an independent external review. The misleading over emergency landings, the conflicting advice in regard to grandfathering provisions, the exaggerated job numbers, the bizarre 414 new jobs in building maintenance, $5 million for an unjustifiable parallel runway for 16 planes a day, an external review must sort this mess out. A capital expenditure review report on which the council has based its decisions to proceed to this point does not withstand basic scrutiny. The photo is one thing, however, it's written as a prospectus for a business, not a review. The risk assessment is deficient, the business plan just doesn't add up. It's based on wildly optimistic predictions from commencement. The project loses money and no account is made for the cumulative losses. What business would rely on profits from an event such as an air show to play down very significant debt? Not a council, a major risk in a risky business. The last air show was a loss. It cost ratepayers money, not mentioned in the report. Without extraordinary growth, the entire project will accumulate losses and the ongoing costs to the ratepayer. Mixed concepts of cash and asset accounting are used. Comparisons between options are not on the same basis. An independent review is essential to unpack the truth and assess the viable business plan. Council does need independent assessment to get things right. If the question from a councillor on page 21 of your current business paper is any guide, without nominating the councillor, a member of the Finance Committee, ask the question at the last Finance Committee where to find the loan repayment for the current airport loan in the finance papers. The answer was, the interest is shown in the finance papers as an operating expense and the principal repayments as a non-operating expense. I rest my case. Council needs external review to assist it to understand the financial implications of this project. How can there be any confidence of scrutiny when councillors don't understand the basic finance papers? I could go on, but the point is, an external independent review will test the underlying assumptions and assure revenues and expenses are clarified for each component of the project. An external independent review would give some comfort to the community and the council going forward. For the sake of council's reputation, for the restoration of some confidence in council from the community, for the sake of making sure the airport is retained, and for the best economic and social outcome, I urge the council to support the notice of motion.
Thank you. Did you wish to answer some questions, Mr. Dutton?
Yeah, I've got one, Mr. Mayor. As Darryl knows, I've been on council for 7 years, joined the airport committee straight up. A lot of angst out there at that time, as you would know. The committee were absolutely sick of it. One of your comments, Mr. Dutton, was the boys and their toys. That's a photo of the aviation warbirds bombing fires up my way yesterday to protect our property, and you call them the boys with the toys. Mr. Dutton, things weren't overburdened at the airport. Things have improved.
So I need questions, please.
Well, the question is...
Unless you're prefacing your question.
I don't know that I haven't looked at the big picture. If you've actually read my stuff, I supported the retention of the airport. I support its use for emergency services. So any inference that I don't is just totally wrong. What I actually want out of this whole process is a viable project going forward. I support the concept of a Warburg Museum. My father was a crew member in a Liberator bomber, saw active service. I've been to the Liberator Museum in Werribee in Victoria. I've been to Point Cook. I have a particular interest in it. So I'm not against a Warburg Museum either, Councillor. So any inference that I'm against these things is wrong. What I'm looking for is a viable project, one that the community has confidence going forward. You have nothing to lose by getting an external review.
One more, Mr. Mayor. It's not a question, but I absolutely resent you calling me collusion, corruption and misconduct. My family member told me that and I object to it.
Councillor, we refrain, please, from questions. Are there any other questions to Mr. Dutton?
That is not...
Councillor Fisher.
That's not what I said of any councillor.
I'm sorry, question, I don't need a response. Councillor Fisher.
Thank you for your presentation. You referred to your letters. Can I run through a few things that you've said in your letters? You said in your... I forget which one it was. A few weeks ago, I was generally supportive of the investment proposed for the aerodrome itself. Remember that? Yes?
I remember that, yes.
Yeah. And do you remember your submission to us councillors back in May 2017? Let me quote you from it. I'm astounded at the proposed capital works on the airport. Any reasonable capital expenditure review would eliminate the expenditure proposed for the airport, an asset, in inverted commas, already underperforming with costs far greater than revenue. Why would you spend grossly more dollars that will not attract one more plane? Why would you build another extensive area of tarmac so the boys with their toys, which I think you referred to, Councillor Collison, don't have to do a U-turn and use the main runway to return to their sheds? So my question is, I suppose, fairly simple. You know, which is the real you? You've just said you support the Airborne Museum, and yet here in private, you're telling us something totally different.
Well, I'm sorry, Councillor, but you've got it absolutely wrong. My submission 2 years ago was about the budget at that particular time, and at that particular time, and the numbers have completely changed, there was no Warburg Museum then. The project at that particular time was at a taxiway, a parallel taxiway, and I've consistently said a parallel taxiway is not required. I've said that in 2 years ago, and I said it again in all of my current letters. So I have been absolutely consistent, Councillor, in all my submissions to the Council.
But on to my next question. Talking about the taxiway, you said in your letter, let me find it. The existing short end taxiway has failed due to black soil, lack of use and lack of maintenance. This taxiway has been closed for a long time without any apparent operational issues. Are you aware that several reports, which are all listed on the council webpage to do with the airport, absolutely contradict that? The new parallel taxiway, and I'm quoting from the 2015, I forget which report it is, the new parallel taxiway is code A non-compliant, is insufficient in width, there are cracks along the centre line and badly prepared top surface on the section leading off runway 11. A head wall is located within the taxiway strip and centre line incorrectly marked. The 2019 report said the taxiway has been permanently closed due to rough and uneven surface. So that would contradict what you were saying in your letter, wouldn't it?
I don't believe it does. What it actually says is the small end taxiway that currently exists is unserviceable in its current condition. I support that point of view. If you're going to keep a short end taxiway, then some work needs to be done. I supported the improvements and rehabilitation to maintain it. What I said was you don't need a parallel taxiway. It actually creates a safety issue because aircraft will be able to taxi to one end or the other without going on the runway and not be in vision of each other when they get to the end of the runway. And they could take off and go into each other. Whereas if there's one entry point at the peak of the crest of the runway point where you can see both directions and you only taxiway up and down on the runway, that would be an improvement in safety. The other issue is when you don't use a road or you don't use a runway, bitumen oxidises. It accelerates the rate of deterioration of the runway. So the more traffic that goes on the actual runway, instead of creating a second tarmac that has to be maintained and repaired and resealed and replaced, saves a lot of money, both in operation capital cost in the front end and operational cost at the back end.
Well, to be honest, your comments and your letters were directly contradicted and are directly contradicted by expert reports. Going back to the taxiway, you understand through the grandfathering provisions, which you've also commented on majorly, that we have an opportunity now to build a taxiway that is actually non-compliant with the new regulations and then have it grandfathered into the new regulations, yes?
Why would you spend $5 million in capital expenditure and the increase in maintenance cost in building something just because you can build it now to meet a standard that won't be available in 2 years' time?
It was a decision of the committee, I think moved by Mr. Windham, actually, but that's another matter. Going back to the photograph has appeared over and over again in each letter and again tonight. The photograph was used, I think, under the caption showing significant runway rutting. Several other reports, the earliest one dated February 2015, noted that there is significant tyre rutting within the runway strip. So maybe someone should have gone out and taken a new photograph to show exactly the same situation, runway rutting.
The photo says existing runway. End of story.
It's the existing condition of the runway.
No, it doesn't it says the existing runway.
We won't debate the rutting. I've got several more questions.
Thank you, Councillor. Questions?
Going back to the runway. And I was, just for everyone's benefit, I was the councillor that Mr. Dutton is referring to from the Finance Committee. I wanted just to double check that what I thought was the case was the case. Council is currently spending around $55,000 per annum, paying back a $550,000 loan, which was taken out in 2011 with a 30-year period of repayment. That is for council's portion of the runway. It's my understanding that various breeders, and I think Mr. Paradise, contributed around $1 million towards the project. Council tipped in $450 from their own reserves and borrowed $550 to lay down a runway which was supposed to have a 20-year life. A 20-year life on a 30-year payoff loan. You were general manager at the time. Can you explain why the underlying subsoil issues that have recurred, and why just the layer of what several reports note is the wrong type of asphalt was laid in the construction of that runway?
Oh, I'm pleased you asked that question. Thank you very much, Councillor, because that actually goes to the crutch of what the Councillor's understanding of what's happened in the past and what's proposed to happen in the future. The entire rehabilitation project that was done 9 years ago was a $2 million project. $1.5 million of that, $1 million of that was a government grant. $500,000 of that was council. $500,000 of that was meant to be from various users, and some very well-known and very community-minded people put some of their good money up to assist council because they wanted to keep a runway and they wanted to keep an airport operating. I think Pays Air Service were one of those people that should be acknowledged for making a capital contribution to the work at that time. It was $550,000 in the end because one of the contributors that was going to contribute pulled the plug. I think that was the Scone Aero Club.
Questions?
question was about why the drainage issues were not addressed and why the underlying subsoil weakness, which another presenter has also submitted to council about, was not addressed at the time, and why within 4 years, a expert report delivered in February 2015, less than 4 years into a planned operation of 20 years, found that the runway was already failing where it had failed previously.
I don't know if you know anything about Gilguys, but that's the problem with the... if you were to choose a place to put an airport in Scone, you wouldn't choose the place where that current airport runs. Gilguys are underlying geotechnical faults that operate about 15 degrees off the perpendicular to the runway, and there are about four of them down the length of the runway. What happens is the underlying swell and shrink of the soil and the clays underneath are differential, so you'll have a larger swelling section and a lower swelling section on either side of it. They were known to be there then. The $2 million was all the money that we had, and the best we did, were able to do, was done. That was to keep the runway operating, and we would get the life out of it as best we could, rather than trying to completely rehabilitate the entire length of the runway, which would have meant it would have been cheaper to build a new one somewhere else. So I've briefed the general manager on this, I think within 5 weeks of him coming to this organisation. I said to him then that drainage is the one thing that could solve this particular issue. But the cost of building drainage that would in fact solve the problem would be greater than the cost of the runway. What's being proposed is two parallel drains, 40 metres apart and a metre deep. If you can tell me in black soil that that's going to do anything for the drainage in the centre of the runway, my engineering degree can go to Bourke, because it will do absolutely nothing for it. So my suggestion to the council is, don't rely on the one engineering report that you've got. Get yourself another point of view, because the one you've got is not going to solve your problem.
Are there any further questions, councillor?
Yes, I've still got a fair few. Bear with me. In one of your letters, you said council allocated the 6.5 in drought stimulus funding to the Aviation Museum. Would you accept that the state government actually allocated project-specific funding to the museum under their $170 million drought stimulus package, which, and I quote from their report, which will fund shovel-ready infrastructure projects with the objective of delivering economic stimulus for local economies experience the flow-on effects of the drought. The primary aim of the program is to mitigate the employment and income effects of the current drought on regional New South Wales by leveraging the existing regional infrastructure project pipelines. Projects that support regional communities by generating local jobs and stimulating the local economy will be identified for funding. In effect, the state government picked up this project, would have been subject of an earlier grant application, as you know, and they allocated the money to that project specifically. Will you please accept that?
Well, it's not a matter of accepting it. What I said in my submission...
Well, no, you've stated exactly the opposite. You said council...
debate, please. It's question and response. Yeah. Question and response, please.
And so you went on to ask, why did council decide to spend it on the airport instead of the rural water supply scheme, for example, when it wasn't council's choice as to where that project specific funding was allocated, yes or no?
Surely council is able to make submissions for grant funding and choose the project it submits. So council had a choice at the time to submit applications for funding under this program, and it chose the airport project. It could have chosen another project.
Right. That is not correct. We're not debating, so we'll accept the response that we got.
Maybe one of our later speakers will clarify that. You went on to say, regarding the rural water supply scheme, that council abandoned the former council's rural water supply scheme. Were you aware that the former council themselves dropped that scheme in October 2015 after an independent expert feasibility study found it to be unviable?
Well, that's not the former council I was talking about, councillor. It was the previous council to that. So let's get our definitions right. This current council has dropped And in fact, I met with your Director of Engineering Services and your Water Manager earlier this year, and they hadn't even read the previous reports. They weren't even aware of the Rural Water Supply Scheme and the engineering detail that had gone into preparing it, and that was after the pipeline to Murrurundi had been completed in terms of its design and cost estimation. So I think there's a huge opportunity lost in building that pipeline to Murrurundi just purely on a water supply basis. First of all, you've taken the water...
Can we stick to the agenda item, please?
Well, I'll ask the question on it, Councillor. Mayor.
Look, we're on a rural water scheme now, and the information is actually...
I was just pointing out, Mr. Mayor, that, you know, it was another inaccurate...
Can we please stick to the actual agenda item?
Yes, certainly. I think I'm probably nearly done. Oh, hang on. Visitor numbers. You've mentioned them several times, and in my view, I think they've been misrepresented. The figure of 50,000 or 1,000 people a week has been bandied around, and it's gained a certain amount of traction in the community. The figure of 49,500 is mentioned in year 9, but that includes a growing air show. That figure drops down in the following year, without an air show, to 30,500 or 587 people per week. Would you accept that that is a realistic target?
If you had a look at my submissions, I actually broke down the visitor numbers between the Woolworth Aviation Museum and the air shows. So I didn't make any misrepresentation in regard to the total numbers. I'll leave it for others, and that's why an external review is absolutely required, because those numbers are so fantastic they can't be believed.
So if tomorrow Aviation Museum can attract 40,000 visitors per annum and attract 20,000 now to its growing air show, why could Scone not aspire to grow to similar numbers, slightly less, but similar numbers?
Council, you are capable, but that's why an external review will challenge those numbers. I saw the Stafford report, I went through it, and 40,000 just seems to be a little round figure that's there. They've also, I think if you know the Tamora situation, the owner of the of that particular institution has handed over his planes to someone else to own. No longer do they employ people, but they have volunteers to keep it operating.
Would that not make a stronger case for Scone?
In the same Stafford report, no mention is made of the Fighter World facility at Williamtown, right adjacent to the biggest city. No mention.
Actually, it is. It is. It's in the feasibility study. It is not. I grant you this. It is not in the CapEx review.
And
for everyone's information.
And if you have a look at the Stafford report, it does not mention how many people go there. All it has is the name of the museum and the fees to going in it. There are no details other than that about it.
For your information, there are 27,000 visitors annually to Fighter World. You've also said that in one of your letters that many of the same aircraft, I think that's a direct quote, are there.
Excuse me.
The Spitfire at Fighter World is actually a replica, so it's not quite the same.
Spitfire is a Spitfire.
Not really.
Are there any further questions?
I think that demonstrates that you're not quite up to speed with where this thing... A two-seater Spitfire is currently being built to take people on a joy flight.
That is very different to
a replica machine.
Thank you. The next speaker, please.